Seattle has a new city council as well, also now elected by district, and the majority on that council are women. And this is not the first time women have led City Hall. Joni Balter's host of Civic Cocktail on the Seattle Channel, and she says Washington State has one of the best records when it comes to women in politics.
What about the time in the 90s when the Seattle City Council was 7 women and 2 men? And what about the fact that Washington was the first state in the country to have 2 female U.S. senators and a female governor at the same time? That was back in 2005. The U.S. Senators Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell and the governor Christine Gregoire. Our Supreme Court, 6-3 supermajority female.
What about other states? How does Washington State compare?
For our legislature, for many years, Washington had the highest percentage of female legislatures of any state in the country, number one from 1993 to 2004. Right now, we're ranked 4th, but always very, very high.
Why do you think this is?
Well, I think it has to do with the fact that this is sort of the far corner of the country, and anything goes and everything goes. And people here really admire women a lot. These are elected positions that I'm speaking of. The voters decided to do this. There's this sense that women no nonsense. They get things done. And if you think about it, in the U.S. Senate, for example, they shut down the shutdown in 2013. It was 5 U.S. senators, including Senator Patty Murray.
What are some of the different ways we've seen these women rise to power?
Very different stories all the way around. Patty Murray's story is very, very well known, how she was told that she was just a mom in tennis shoes, and so what she said about things didn't matter. And then she went to the U.S. Senate. And
she embraced that theme, mom in tennis.
She embraced that. Instead, that could be a negative. She turned it into a positive.
So there are a lot of women in politics in Washington State. How does it matter in how we govern?
Well, not to lean on the Patty Murray person here too much, she always says, I've asked her about this many times, that women govern differently. What she means is more collaboratively, more willing to share credit, that kind of thing. And then if you take it to the state Supreme Court level, it has to do with priorities. So what issues do people really care about? Do they care about, you know, education? This Supreme Court has talked endlessly about proper funding for education. Back when there was 7 female members on the city council and 2 men, that particular group of council members didn't necessarily get along any better than any other grouping. But when it came to sort of kids and family issues, that they all knew they would all be there on those votes. And things happened during that time. Child care for city employees, teen health clinics in the schools. Those kinds of things were priorities. And they wrote letters to the editor. I found a letter to the editor written by 4 of the 7 women talking about how they're mothers and that every time they write the budget, they make sure that there's at least $1 million in that budget for kids.
So you've talked about no nonsense, get things done, collaborative, share credit. How do you feel about generalizations being made about women, even when you think they're positive?
I am so glad you asked that because, you know, part of me wants there to be no difference. They're just city council members. They're Supreme Court justices. They're state legislators. No difference. Don't we want to get to that post-reality where we don't even talk about this? Yes, but then the other part of me is thankful for the fact that women have brought a sort of different way of communicating and some of the different priorities that they have brought.
Joni Balter hosts Civic Cocktail on the Seattle Channel. The 2016 Washington State Legislature starts today. That's about 1/3 women out of 147 representatives. That's a little better than the national average, which is just 25%.